saying the things you wish you could. He is America's voice, Steve Gruber.
All right, welcome back to it on this 18th anniversary of the attacks on New York City, Pennsylvania, the Pentagon, September the 11th, 2001. I know exactly where I was, bringing my mother back from my dentist appointment. My phone starts ringing. Hey, you're seeing what's going on? No, I'm talking to my mom. Well, everything changed then. Went into her house, saw the second plane hit the towers on live television. And, the world changed. And the world certainly changed for people that were at the scene. My next guest was there, Ray Cooney, retired from the FDNY as a firefighter. He's a husband, father of three, martial arts instructor, a 10-year volunteer firefighter, and the host of a television program now called Firehouse Kitchen. Ray, welcome to the program. Ray, you good? Good to have you here.
I'm good.
So tell me about your memories of that day, that morning, September the 11th, 2001.
That morning in 2001, September 11th, I was working in Jamaica as a New York City fireman at Ladder 127. And I actually got off from work that morning and I saw the first plane hit the Trade Center. And we thought it was a prop plane. We thought it was nothing. So I got in my car to go home. I was about a mile from my firehouse. My wife calls me and she says, I'm watching this plane on the Trade Center. And then she goes, oh, my goodness, another plane just hit. And right away, we got a call over the radio. All first responders have to come back. So luckily, I was only a few minutes from my firehouse. I turned right around. I had a pickup truck. Right when I pulled in front of my fire truck, my firehouse, all the guys from my firehouse, they threw equipment in the back of my truck. Five guys jumped in. Chief jumped in my front seat and we drove to Cunningham Park. And when we got there, our chief went into the middle of Francis Lewis Boulevard. Tokyo Parkway, stopped the bus. We all got on, all firefighters got on. And we got there just after the second tower collapsed.
So give me an idea. You got to the scene, the second tower has just collapsed. It's chaos, it's dirt, it's noise. Tremendous amount of injuries out on the street as well, from what I can see. I mean, this had to be, it had to be like being in the middle of a dream. Surreal, really.
It was absolutely surreal. I remember seeing the towers burn. I remember when they called us back and both planes had hit the Trade Center. And I was going back to my firehouse. I remember I got off at the exit to turn down 164th Street in Queens. And I saw the towers because I was up on a little high. I could see the towers burning. I saw the smoke. And as I made the turn, they just said the first one collapsed. And I remember I was like, holy cow, that is unbelievable that one of the towers collapsed. And then it came over me. I was like, wait a minute. There have to be 1,000 firefighters in that. It didn't even dawn on me that, you know, I lost so many people, so many of my friends, so many of my brothers. In a blink of an eye.
Sure. I mean,
and, yeah,
for a lot of folks, it's still very difficult to talk about for the very reason you just hit, Ray. I mean, people like yourself, you're in the firefighting fraternity. You're in that family. You're in that circle. And clearly, you know, pretty obvious, you lost people you knew, extended family, close family, friends, relatives. I mean, it just ripples out, doesn't it?
You know, it does. You know, when we first arrived there, we thought we were going to be helping. You know, we thought there was going to be people trapped. I actually carried a partner's saw, which is a saw that we do forcible entry with. We can cut metal. And I thought I was going to be cutting guys out from steel. And there was just nothing. It was just a pile and fire everywhere. And, you know, we were trying to do something. And there just was nothing to do. On my TV show, I've told this story many times. People say, Ray, what was it like during the day of 9/11? Well, it was chaos. You know, we lost all of our chiefs. We lost the chief of the department. That night, probably around 11 o'clock, we were doing a walkthrough of in one of the buildings from around. Now, we got told, listen, nobody's allowed to go out on their own. If you get a captain or a lieutenant, you have to go out in a squad to do searches. Because we had a couple guys fall through holes and whatnot.
Sure.
And we're doing this search, and there's this lone firefighter. My captain, Ray Ziegler, tells us the best. He says, we see this lone firefighter yelling, "Tommy! Tommy!" And my captain screams at him, "Hey, get over here. Don't you know we're not supposed to be out on our own? Blah, blah, blah." And the guy looks at my captain and goes, "Hey, butt out, Cap. I'm looking for my brother." And we were all like, "Oh, my God." And, you know, and that's that was the sad thing about it. We weren't looking for just people. We were looking for our brothers. And that's the hardest part about this whole thing is because in the fire department, it's my family. And, you know, picture you lost 343 of your family members. And it's the hard thing to talk about. And it's hard. It always is. It always hits home with firefighters.
And, Ray, let me ask you this. Now, you know, 18 years on, and I feel like a lot of people have lost connection with that. You know, if you're 25 years old or younger now, you may or may not remember 9/11. You know, you may not, I mean, or have very limited memory. I mean, that's stunning to me. 25-year-old people that have very little memory of 9/11. For me, I mean, it's seared in my memory. It's seared in yours. Obviously, you were there. It's big moment, a seminal moment of your life. And to think that people that are 25 years old have no memory is kind of hard for me to get my head around, I suppose. Probably is for you, too.
Yes. Yeah, you know, it is hard for me. And it's also, you know, one thing, you know, my Facebook, my Firehouse Kitchen Facebook page today, you know, it says never forget. And it seems like a lot of people have forgotten. And it's something that, you know, tears every New York City firefighter. I think every American, like you're saying, probably over the age of 30, that that they can't have that connection of what we went through. So when you hear all this political stuff, you know, I don't get too political, but how we should have any security at the border or whatnot. It's like, hey guys, these guys blew up buildings in our country, and now we're just going to take it easy everywhere else. You know, that's what just freaks me out a little bit.
Yeah, I can appreciate that. Ray Cooney here. He's retired from the FDNY, a husband, father of three, martial arts instructor, was a volunteer firefighter for many years, was rolled to the scene of the crime, if you will, on September the 11th to Ground Zero on buses along with other first responders to try to tend to the aftermath there. Do you still have hope for us, Ray? Have you still got hope for America when you look around and say, my God, we came together then, we can do it again?
Yeah, no, you know, one thing, we are the strongest, you know, country in the world, and I think we have the biggest spirit, you know, being part of the FDNY, you know, living in New York, you know, we have a lot of pride, you know. I'm from Long Island, or wherever I go anywhere, they say, where are you from? I'm from New York, you know, and New York City's fine.
I can't hear it a bit, by the way. I don't hear the accent at all. Hold that thought one moment. I'm going to go to a break here. I'm going to come back and ask you a couple more things. Ray Cooney from the Fire Department of New York was at 9/11. Quick break. We'll be right back on the Steve Gruber Show.
DTE wants to help your business build Michigan's future. Whether your business is large, small, or in between, a DTE expert will help you find ways to improve energy efficiency and add incentives through our many programs. Programs that can help you save money. Money you can use to create jobs and invest in the future. You see, DTE wants you to be successful. Because when your business thrives, Michigan does too. DTE. At DTE, our business is making sure you have reliable, affordable natural gas to keep your business running. So we constantly upgrade and monitor our system 24/7, 365. We also buy natural gas in the summer when prices are low and store it for winter. Because at DTE, part of our business is to keep your business costs affordable all year long. Learn more at dteenergy.com. DTE.
The current no-fault legislation is a sellout to Michigan citizens and a total gift to the insurance company. As healthcare benefits are diminished from the current reform, healthcare providers, hospital workers, and care providers across Michigan are in jeopardy of losing their businesses, jobs, and livelihood as a result of the reduction in care under the present legislation. On Wednesday, September 25th, join thousands of healthcare providers, patients, and Michigan Brain Injury Providers Council members as they march and rally from the Lansing Convention Center to the Capitol in response to their sweeping changes to Michigan no-fault insurance. There is strength in numbers. Let's work together to mitigate the damage that will result from this recently passed legislation. To register, go to cpan.us, click on the events page, and go to Michigan Auto Insurance Promise Rally. Then join us in downtown Lansing on Wednesday, September 25th. This message is brought to you by Health Partners Home Care, the Eisenhower Center, and Advent Home Medical.